Hello and welcome to another edition of Unfiltered, hashtag Women in Tech. I am joined by Jessica Baldwin, founder of Cardsetter.com. And today we're actually going to talk a little bit about how Cardsetter got started, Jessica's journey, and some of the things that they got in the works. So hang tight, stay tuned, and let's get started. All right, so Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's get a little bit of your background. So we know that typically when we think of SaaS products and SaaS founders, one, the woman does not always jump up to the forefront, but hey, that's why we're here, right?
Right.
And two, we typically think of Silicon Valley. Can you give us a little background about where you guys are located?
Yeah, so we are located in beautiful Billings, Montana. Not exactly the epicenter of technology, but a great place to live and just where we were when we had our idea for Cardsetter. So this is where we're located.
Sweet, sweet. And so Cardsetter as an origin, how did you kind of, I guess a little, let's tell the viewers a little bit about what Cardsetter is. If you want to, a content platform, go ahead.
Yeah, so Cardsetter is a simple and powerful website platform that's built for audience engagement. So there are a lot of website builders out there that are for specific different purposes. You know, you use Shopify for e-commerce, you use Squarespace for a simple business website. But there's not really a great solution out there for websites with lots and lots of content. So small publishers, professional bloggers, content creators, people who need to be able to have the control to organize their content however they want. They're probably currently using WordPress, which is a great legacy product.
Yeah.
But we, through experience with that and through running my own small publishing website, we saw a need for something better. And so that's what Cardsetter does.
Wow. And so you guys are actually ramping up and have a wait list, right, on your site, on Cardsetter.com, right?
Yes, you can sign up at Cardsetter.com to get accepted for the beta product. We're just getting ready for our general release that'll be ready any day here that we're really excited about. So.
Awesome. Awesome. No, that's definitely something you guys should go check out. And so Jessica, when you started, did you find yourself in the traditional role in technology as far as coming up in the triaging of tech, or did you find yourself kind of, your journey came maybe more from a business standpoint?
Yeah. So I went to school for marketing and sought out positions in marketing here in Montana. I was working actually at an event venue here in town, and I was always like the young and smart one that was in charge of like the website or the social media and stuff like that. So like I was always using technology, but I wasn't building technology. Mm-hmm. And so I really gravitated towards the web and, you know, all of the stuff that's encompassed with that. Social media, websites, content, and all of that kind of stuff. And so years ago, I saw a need in our community for like an online community hub for events and things to do. There wasn't anything that existed at that time. And so that was kind of my first, the first business that I started. Mm-hmm. And through lots of steps with that business, I ended up partnering with a website development company where I met my co-founder of this business. And so through that business, I was working on other people's websites. I was also operating my own website, Billings365.com, that was a very content-centric website. So we had an event calendar, we blogged about places to eat, places to shop, local recreation, and stuff like that. And so it was through like trying to concept what that website needed to do on the next version, especially with the rise of mobile devices and losing that engagement. Mm-hmm. People on their phones are just, they're on the go. They stick around not quite as long as the desktop users. So then they're seeing less ads. And so that was really affecting Billings365.com. And so as Josh and I started concepting what we needed to do next, we realized that other content-centric websites could benefit from what we were going to develop.
Right, right. No, that's definitely, and that's something that you see a lot, or at least I've seen a lot, is in you're trying to develop for a need. There's a gap. And that is like the best fit, if you will, hand in glove, right? You want to fulfill that need and bridge that gap.
Yep. So
as you're building CardSetter, have you found, as a female co-founder, have you found any obstacles or challenges in the way of maybe funding or just, you know, getting that leverage that you need to build the momentum for CardSetter?
Mm-hmm. Our challenges are twofold. Honestly, like the larger challenge is being in a community that's not quite set up for that typical startup funding. Mm-hmm. Our venture capital community in the entire state is quite small. So like when we went to our local economic development authority, who we have a lot of respect for, they were great for Billings 365 and then other businesses I've been with. You know, the funding situation is very traditional. They're trying to help you get prepared to go ask for a loan. And as we all know, with a SaaS product, it's a little bit more difficult because we don't have a physical thing that the bank can take back if we fail.
Right.
And so it's been a challenge from a few different perspectives. And then when we have dipped our toe in the water in the VC community that does exist, it's definitely the typical makeup of a VC community. It's white men.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm not sure, you know, if my voice is relatable in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there is tends to be that barrier to entry, right? But the mm-hmm. fact that CardSetter is moving forward is just a testament to the fact that you guys are continuing to make that progression and make those strides, right? To grow as a company.
Yeah.
No, that is awesome. And so as far as, so the challenges that you faced and obviously are getting there, I hear there's an event coming up here shortly, an accelerator program that you guys are looking to enter
or
are in.
Yep. So we, our community did have our local economic development authority did partner up with what's called Early Stage Montana. So they are trying to kind of boost up the startup scene across the state. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, they held these regional pitch competitions that we participated in. So we did our pitch deck presentation to a panel of judges. We actually did not advance from that specific competition, mm-hmm. But then Early Stage Montana came back and said that they had this board from the Montana High Tech Business Alliance, which is another association, who wanted to vote in a wild card slot. And so they submitted our video to this other panel of people, and we actually made it in as the wild card.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So we get to go to this hyper accelerator where we get to do a deep dive on our business and meet mentors for a week. And then in September, we get to compete again at the statewide pitch competition for maybe $50,000. So we'll see.
Wow. Oh, that is so exciting. Congratulations. Yeah. Yes, wild cards.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay. Wow. So as far as folks being able to get in contact with you guys on social media, can we plug an Instagram handle so we can start following you?
Yep. You can find us at CardSetter on Instagram.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. So we're definitely going to put that in there as well. So how about this? Let me ask a question. When it comes to your best customer with CardSetter, I know before, you know, you mentioned professional bloggers, online creatives. How do you find that they're engaging with CardSetter as a product? And do you have the community base where you're able to get that active feedback as you're testing out new features and in the beta pool?
Yeah, so we have a handful of customers on our beta. And when we put Billings 365 on the beta, it was a large site with a lot of content. We have like thousands of pieces of content on that particular site. It really showcased all of the flaws that we knew we would have with our first product, right? Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been taking, since we put that up, and realized some things we wanted to change. We've been rebuilding for our general release and taking a much more concentrated approach to the architecture of the system. And so we have a handful of customers on the beta, and so far their feedback has been wonderful. It's really helped us hone in on the features that they like, other features that they've requested. We have a great community site out of Lewistown, Montana, that's very similar to Billings 365. And they have loved the beta product itself and are just excited for everything that's to come with the general release too.
So awesome. So awesome. And are you looking to, for the folks that are going to get on your wait list, are you looking for them to also be able to give that type of feedback where you can improve or, you know, add something a little bit quicker? Are you able?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we know what the basics that our product needs to have, and we know that we should wait for more customer feedback before we start concepting any additional features. Absolutely. And so our general release is improvement on the beta with a few added features. And then we'll push that out, get new users from the wait list on the product, go back to them for feedback and see where we need to make those adjustments.
Awesome. And your community sounds to be pretty active even now, as far as being interactive with the things that they like and they want to see.
No, yes, cool. We have a really close relationship with all of our customers now, because there's not, our customer base is small right now, so it makes it easy to have a really good, close, personal relationship with them. As we grow, we know we'll have to build in, you know, mechanisms for them, for our new customers to feel like they have that same kind of response from us. Yeah,
absolutely. That relationship building, especially early on, is key. And then to be able to start scaling and maintaining that form of a connection is, I think, definitely is something that is sought after, highly sought after in this aspect.
The other thing that our customers have been great for is being able to see how they, not just how they use the product in like an administrative way, like how they're adminning their website, but the ideas that they come up with for how to use it on the front end and what they're trying to provide to their audience has been a really amazing thing too, because they think of stuff that I never thought of with Billings 365. And there are ideas that we can share with all of our customers to help build that community that then supports each other and makes everyone rise, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a common thread. Another interviewee that I had talked with said the same thing about, you know, it's about that support and uplifting one another as a community to be able to. So yes, I definitely agree with you on that as well. So that's awesome that you have the type of supportive customers that are willing to give you that feedback and continue to grow Cardsetter as a brand and as a company.
Yes.
Awesome. So I have a couple more questions before we wrap. One of them, do you have any resources or conferences that you or your co-founder attend, not only for Cardsetter, but maybe just for, you know, business development that you would want to share?
Well, for us, it's been pretty local so far, but so the things that have been most helpful for us. So our state puts on a symposium called Innovate Montana, and it's a statewide symposium that does happen here in Billings. And it's not necessarily all tech companies that attend, but attending that and meeting with and signing up for the mentorship sessions they've had there has been a great way for us to connect across the state and grow our network so that we can find those needles in the haystack of tech people across the state. So that's been super helpful. And then from that, some of those folks have lived in Bozeman, which is pretty accessible drive for us. So we've actually taken the time to set appointments in that community where we know there are other tech founders. Meet with them one-on-one. They've all been really open to providing advice. And that's been just so helpful, because we kind of feel like we're in this bubble where we're not sure where we can find help. And just their willingness to listen and then offer some insight has been hugely helpful.
Wow.
You have something you were going to add?
Nope.
Hi, that's Josh, co-founder of Card Center as well. Hello, Josh.
Hello, hello. This is very interesting. I'm learning a lot.
Awesome.
So, a Navy vet, so we are 50% veteran-owned and 50% female.
Oh, well, Josh, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. That's a good combo right there. All right, so Jessica, any parting words for young SaaS who wants to, young women who want to get into SaaS or maybe into the tech space? Any parting words of advice that you would like to leave with them to if they are looking to attain something of you know the same caliber of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is to really get out there and find the people who have any kind of experience, any kind of background that you can meet with and get some insight from. I feel like it's really easy to feel like you don't want to release to the world what you're doing because you're not at a point where you feel like it's a success or it looks like anything yet. Mm-hmm. And I think just talking to as many people as you can about what you're doing and getting that early feedback, even if they're not even in your space, but I think that that's probably been the most helpful thing because every time we do that, we get just that little one piece more of insight that helps us move it forward,
yeah.
Move our business forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Well, Jessica, I would like to thank you. Josh, shout out to you too as well over at Card Center. You guys definitely go to cardcenter.com, get on their wait list so that you can get the latest and greatest as soon as they get ready to release it. Also, check them out and follow them on @cardcenter.com. So Jessica, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for doing this.
It's not a problem. No, it's not a problem at all. By all means, thank you. And if you want, you can follow me as well at Miss Copywriter on Instagram. And we will do another session of Unfiltered #Women in Tech. Thanks. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.